Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. I did mention that it's usually very easy to stand up and cast your moral vote against bribery and corruption. You know, every time we talk about bribery and corruption, we all say it's bad. We all say it's not good. We all say it's a phenomenon that is eating deep into the fabric of our core values as a nation. We all, you know, talk against it. We all request that the relevant authorities, saddle with responsibility of fighting bribery and corruption, will do their part to ensure that it is completely eradicated from our dear country, Nigeria. But does that even help anyone get a job? It doesn't help them survive with unemployment rate in the country on the increase and a lot of people living in abject poverty or below minimum wage, or does it? Now, out of desperation, especially in developing countries where there are little or no available job opportunities, every single year, various universities in Nigeria would churn out graduates from different disciplines, engineering, marketing, accounting, banking and finance, medicine, journalism, youth engineering, civil engineering, petrochemical engineering, computer science, you name it. A lot of people have been forced or cajoled into paying huge amounts of money to be able to secure a well-paying job. I have heard stories like that. Some of these oil companies or multinationals, you know, when they say they are recruiting, sometimes you don't even get to see the advert or the notification that these people are actually recruiting. And you keep wondering, are these people not employing? Well, I hear from the grapevine that they are, but it is from within. People from within get that information, reach out to people that they know are looking for a job. And then they say, bring XYZ amount of money, because in the end, you're going to enjoy this job. You're going to be entitled to this and that, travel allowance, wardrobe allowance, vacation allowance, this allowance. You're going to be entitled to leave. You're going to be entitled to bonuses and this and that, incentives, you name it. So if you're going to be giving me 1 million naira, I will ensure that you get this job. And the person thinks about it. How am I going to go about it? But when you think about the gains at the end, you are, you know, some way, somehow in a dilemma. Your moral standard, as it were, the need for you to be upright and uphold your integrity, not to be involved in any act of bribery and corruption. Sometimes it would even interest you to see how a job seeker who does not have any source of income will go even the far extent of borrowing money to secure a well-paying job. In some instances, those who are not having the money to pay will be made to sacrifice their first 6 months' salaries to the person who helped them to secure that particular job. It is in a very bad situation for people living in countries where people are corrupt and happenings like this are common. Surprisingly, even those in the HR department, they know how they do these things. So sometimes when someone gets a job, if they tell you what they had to go through, how they had to pay through their nose to secure that job, you know, you don't know whether you'll be envious of them or you just say, you know what, lucky you, at the end you paid and you got the job. What about people that have paid to secure a job and they still didn't get it? Now, this thought comes to mind. If I can go as far as securing a loan to pay for a lucrative job or to pay as bribe for a lucrative job, I may as well use that loan to start a business. Or doesn't it make sense that way? Anyway, it's not about Denise now. Let's come to you. And I'm asking a very straightforward question. Let's assume you do not have a job. You're listening to this program now. And someone offers you the opportunity to get a lucrative job, a well-paying job, a good job. Will you pay a bribe if it is demanded from you to get that job? 070-0923-0923-0923-0923-0923-0923-0923 is the number to call. And to send in your messages, send to the WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call and be audible so we can hear you. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. A call screener is on standby to take your calls, so when you do call, you probably wouldn't hear my voice first. You will hear that of the call screener, and in no distant time you will be transferred to me in the studio. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Turn off your radio set. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Dakuku from Okuche.
Dakuku, welcome. Go ahead.
Let me talk about what you are talking about, the topic you are talking about. Listen, that is why this flooding was so much in this country. There was a lot of flood in this country. People are flooding people by saying, come up and take a job. 300,000. I will give you a job. In that aspect of it, that become an effect. I get my phone. If I told you, we are giving job, let me say, back then, after giving the job, you get to pay a sort of money, they sign it and do it. You see that this problem will not be. That's why, because of lack of job, people were able to find where they would get a job. I get my point.
Now, I'm asking a direct question. Let's assume there's an opportunity for a lucrative job. Will you pay a bribe to secure that job? That's the question.
Yes. There's no job. I will pay the secretary to secure the job. I will pay for any job. That's what I tell you. Unless I have a godfather there.
All right, thank you, Dakuku. Upper Room, welcome to the sunny side. Oh dear, so sorry, Upper Room. Please do well to call back. I don't think there's any reason for us to beat about the bush. It's a very straightforward question. If you will pay the bribe, you say, yes, I will, and this is why. If you would not pay the bribe, you simply say, I would not, and this is why I will not pay the bribe. Like I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again, it is very easy to stand up and cast your moral vote against bribery and corruption, but you are suffering. You are suffering. You are literally feeding from hand to mouth. You are qualified, you meet all the requirements, but for some reason, for you to be able to get that dream job, you're demanded to pay a bribe. Would you succumb? It's a temptation, right? Would you? Would you throw all your moral uprightness to the wind and say, I beg, will morals help? I need a job and I'm going to get it. And this job is going to, you know, do a lot for me. Upper Room from HA. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sunny side.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
I am a victim to this particular program you are running now.
Wow. Tell us about it.
As at last year, October, a friend of mine got a job from Total EMP. I was informed. Then I went there with my data. After that, I was asked to pay 80,000 naira for clearance. They are going on offshore work. Then I came back. By the grace of God, I was opportune to get that 80,000.
Okay.
But sorry to myself that up till now, I've never gone to that work and my money is lost.
Well, you paid.
So what will I do?
Did you pay the bribe to get the job?
Yes, I paid 80,000 naira.
Okay, so what happened? Why didn't you get the job afterwards?
For offshore work.
Why didn't you get the job?
I don't know. I cannot explain more.
Who did you pay the money to? Someone working in the organization? Someone in the human resources department?
I went to the company direct at Port Harcourt here.
Okay.
What they asked me to do in the internet, I did it uprightly. They gave me account number to pay in the money. and asked me to wait by the side of the gate that a Toyota Hilux will come up there and pick me, that we are going on auction. If at that very day I hang up my bag, I carry my bag, every of my belongings was with me, hoping that as soon as I paid the money, I will go to the work immediately. But it was so surprised that up till now, I've never seen the work.
So what was the account? What was the account's name? The account you paid the money to, what was the account's name?
Okay. I cannot be able to search for the account number now, but it's for the Total EMP.
Did you see the account name, Total EMP? Or it was another name? The account name of the organizer was what you saw there?
Yes.
Interesting. Wow. Wow. I don't know if I should say you have been scammed or something, but if you said you saw the organization's name, it means that the organization, they're well aware of this and they are the ones that actually made arrangement for such things to happen. Now, this I do know. Sometimes, or most times, the organization, they're not aware. Individuals in the... Okay, for instance, I work with Nigerian Info FM. And Nigerian Info as a whole, they're not aware. But I reach out to someone who needs a job and I say, I can help you secure this job. All I need you to do is pay me 1 million naira and the job is yours. And you go ahead and pay me the 1 million naira. Now I go ahead and ensure that you get that job. And before you know it, you are employed. So most times, Nigerian Info, they're not aware. They're not aware that you gave me 1 million naira. For all they know, I basically just solicited for you to get the job. I probably did not even do anything. You mean were qualified, you got the job, and you assumed that, oh, it was because of the 1 million naira you gave to me, I went ahead to do things, did things behind the scene to ensure that you did get the job. Now, if Oboromi is saying it was Total EMP, that the account number, that was what he saw when he made the payment, then I'm shocked, oh. I'm shocked. It means that the company people, they know what they are doing, really. I see a message on Facebook. It's from Aisa Tamunopirim Solomon. Say, that has been the routine in Nigeria, except maybe your uncle or auntie or someone who knows someone that knows your father is at the top. Same job I got at the UPTH 10 years ago. Today, people are paying heavily for it. That's just it. Oh, wow. Mr. Zion from GRA, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Susan.
Good afternoon.
This job racketeering as a result of the bureaucracy getting a job in this country, or there is even no job at all. So the little that comes in, people scramble for it. You know, sometimes in my place of work, it happens. These scammers, they will come around. They will even like come with them a thick like invitation to come inside, maybe as a visitor. So they come in now is to target their predator to tell them that we are already inside. See us, we are staff here. And you that is already that have paid that is outside, of course now you are already trusted now. The guy is already inside. Isn't it also? All these things happen. As for me, I will not pay. No matter how lucrative that, not because by the grace of God I'm working or no. It has been what I have ever stood for. And I don't care what I've sacrificed, what I've lost, or what I've missed. All I knew is that we will get it right in this country. Recently, sometimes last year, earlier last year, NDDC did an employment. Were you aware? No. Was it on any newsletter? No. In some cases, the employment was even backdated to 2019. Some people paid, and they got the job. How? From the HR. NNPC did an employment recently. Were you aware? No. Was there employment? Yes. Was it ghosts that are working there? No, human being. So with all this, Nigerians have no choice. For instance, now, if I come
Oh, dear.
Just bring some more money.
Mm.
My dear, you will pay. Everybody wants to pay.
Who will pay?
Look at the incentive.
Don't call my name, Mo. I'm not a monk. Biko. Please. This is my reputation is at stake here. Yeah. I'm international radio.
You will not pay. Our people will pay.
The truth is,
the corruption we say we are fighting, we are not sincere to ourselves. We only attack the politicians, and the politicians are not even corrupt. Nigerian politicians are not corrupt. They are not aware what is going on. It is we, the people from the other side, that are dealing with ourselves. Until we decide to stop this corruption, that is only way we can get it right. Why we have not defeated corruption is because we are the ones that are corrupt.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Frank from Bonny Island. Oh, dear. So sorry we lost that call with Frank. Like I was saying, people go as far as taking loans to pay to secure a job. And these loans could run into millions. And I ask myself again, if I can take 600,000 naira from someone to pay a bribe to secure a job, I might as well use that 600,000 naira to start a business. Doesn't it make more sense? And I hear somebody saying, Denise, business, the wrong business, no easy for Nigeria. Taxes, this one, the other one, the other one. If they're going to be paying me like 1 million naira every month, is it not better that just pay the 600,000? You know, by the time I collect 1 month's salary, I go back and I pay the person his or her 600,000 naira. I have 400,000 naira. I'll be happy. My family will be happy. My children, if I have children, will be happy. If I have a wife, they'll be happy. If I have a husband, all of us is happy. Everyone is happy at the end of the day. As opposed to, it go better. Or waiting for God's time is the best. Or exercising patience, like everybody was saying, the Amaka, one day, it go better. Now is the opportunity. Someone has given me an opportunity I may never get. And I have seen people regret not taking advantage of those opportunities. I say, hey, let's say no. You get one time where this company be the employer. Somebody reached out to me and said I should just bring 200,000 naira. And if I had brought that money that time, by now, I'd have been working in oil company. But I no agree. Now, see my life now. Still my friend, where been bring the 200,000 now, eh? In don't they drive Benz. In don't they drive Venza. In don't build house. Every holiday, in they travel going with him family, they go Dubai. Then they go chill, they enjoy. See me now, and they do mora, upright. Christianity, born again. See my life. Let's hear from Martins in the letter one. Hi, Martins. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for...
Good afternoon. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I will not pay money to anybody to get employment.
Okay.
In fact, anybody who demands money to give somebody employment is a criminal. It is also a sin to collect from money from a jobless person to give him employment. And I put the blame on government. And then also put the blame on politicians. Because if they do the needful, there is no reason why anybody will give money to an employer to employ him. I can't understand. Is he using your money to do the business that will generate the money to pay you?
Oh, dear. Sorry, Martins. You may have to call us back. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. And we lost our call as well. Solomon George on Facebook says, good afternoon. To be honest, due to the corruption and bad rulers of the nation and society, I will accept it. It happened to me, but at the end, the man's still in good and love terms with me. So I will accept it. But it's not really good enough. If you are helping someone, please do it with your clear mind. By the grace of God, the person you are doing it... you're doing to, if his or her is a reasonable one, they will definitely come and reward you. At the same time, I will warn people out there, they should be careful. Some of them are scammers. Please watch well. Nigeria is fully corrupt. Martins from Melele One, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Sorry, the line went off.
Okay.
Nobody should pay money to anybody for employment. It's criminal.
Okay.
And my younger ones try everything to eat in the immigration recruitment, in the coastal recruitment.
Mm.
And I think anybody who is caught doing that, government should prosecute the person to set an example.
All
it's
right,
criminal,
then.
And the Nigerian government contributed to it, creating massive unemployment, and this is what you get. People have to pay bribe to get employment. It's criminal, and it's a sin against the population. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much as well. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You were talking about paying and not paying and before getting job. Did everybody in Nigeria, most persons who are calling, who are even going against it, they do pay. When I live at Eastern Bypass, where there is Julius Berger, they bring chance and say, okay, you pay 200,000 naira before getting the job. When you say you don't have the money, they will not say, okay, when you work, at the ending of the month, you remove the money from there and pay the person. After then, the remaining days of you staying there and work, you no longer pay that money, then you are paid you of that charge. Most persons are saying that then they cannot pay. This is Nigeria, we all pay. This is, now are you going to tell me that before you secure that job at Nigeria Info, didn't you went after putting on your CV, didn't you make some call to say, okay, please, just
no,
let
no,
them
no, hold on, hold on,
you.
Hold on.
I can pay you. Didn't you
hold
pay
on,
it?
Hold on. I didn't. I have worked, this is 2023, right? This is my 13th year working for,
hold on.
Let's clear the air on something. This is my 13th year working for someone. Nigeria Info is not the first organization I have worked with. Nigeria Info is like the fourth organization I have worked with. And in all my 13 years of working for a company, I have never paid a dime. I have never called anybody to call somebody to call somebody to call somebody on my behalf.
That they say that they should be secure. No, did you say you have not called them? Then you're not telling the truth.
I am telling the truth. Excuse me. Are you listening to me? I said I have not. And I am saying it on international radio, on my honor, I have never. Can I tell you how I secured this job, if you may like to know, if that is of importance to you? There was an open invitation for audition for the role of a female OAP on Nigeria Info FM. That was in the month of February 2018. I came for the audition like every other person came for the audition. Subsequently, I was reached out to come for an interview. I came like every other person that was reached out to come for the interview. Afterwards, I was contacted to negotiate salary. And I negotiated. My appointment letter was sent to me stating when I should resume. And I resumed duty here on the 23rd of April 2018. And by 23rd of April 2023, I will be 5 years here. Don't come here and tell me what I did and didn't do. If other people are doing it, it shouldn't be a blanket statement, or it shouldn't be a everybody is doing it and I cannot tell you that. Please, don't say that. I will not accept that. I don't know, this guy is paying for some reason, maybe from his personal experience, but you can't say everybody is doing it. Because everybody is doing it, Denise is doing it. Or because everybody is doing it, some other persons are doing it. I have never done it, and I would never do it to start with. But then again, does it mean that I am some, what's the word I'm looking for now? No. Like I did say, there is a pressing concern. That pressing concern is poverty. That's the underlying factor. People are unable to secure good jobs that are able to meet their needs. People are literally feeding from hand to mouth. People are literally reaching out to people. Please, now, audience 2K every now and then. And then someone tells you, okay, I can help you secure this job. All I need is XYZ amount of money. Are you going to pay? I have never been reached out to pay. I will never be reached out to pay to start with. I have never had to call anybody to call anybody to call anybody. I don't think I would ever want to call anybody to call anybody to call it. That is for me. That is Denise. I can't speak for you. Come on. But these things are happening. These things are prevalent. 0700923 0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Let's see. I see some of your WhatsApp messages. I'm going to read them. This one reads, Levinus Njoku from HA says, most Nigerians will pay bribe to get a lucrative job. Reason is lack of job and unemployment are staring in the faces of Nigerians. So every available job is competitive and could only be given the serious applicants and seekers. This one says, Denise, so do you know there are people who paid 1 million naira bribe to secure a job and they got the job? Please go the question out. Maybe there is one outside. Clement. I should ask people who paid 1 million naira. Like I said, if I had 1 million naira, I am sure I know what to do with that money. Than giving it to someone to secure a job for me. Someone says, good afternoon. I will not pay the bribe in anticipation, but rather when I secure the job. It's quite unfortunate that we are living in a corrupt country whereby the whole systems have been corrupted. I was a victim of this in 2013 when I was asked to pay 150K in Adama Company to get the job. Not only that, even your own colleagues that you went for training together, they still collide with fraudsters to defraud you. Once bitten, twice shy. But God will judge all of them. If you're not desperate and greedy, you won't fall victim, Emmanuel. A man called his name Emmanuel is a 419. He has used Ajib Company to defraud many people. Because of my past experiences, I didn't fall victim. Niger Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, Denise. Good afternoon. This is Nure.
Welcome.
Denise, the situation in Nigeria, it is very difficult to maintain moral honesty. Yes. And you see, there are different churches all over. Churches are springing out all over the places. But you see that the corruption and evil is increasing. It's because of the hardship. If I were to, if they offer me a job and say that I should pay money, if there is no interview involved, you just promise yourself that you see a job just somewhere or a green social amount, I didn't do any interview, no stress, then in a situation like that, I will be willing to pay because no stress now, just like that. But if it's a job that has interviews, attitude tests, all those things, I'll go as much as I can for putting my best, do well in the interview. In a situation where they really be looking for you, they'll see that this person is a material product. So if anybody comes behind and says, this job, come do money, I'll say, no, let them give me, they won't give me, let them leave. But if I give not interview, nothing, just job and a place of gold, then I'm willing to obey.
To pay. All right, thank you, Muriel. New Tony Kire says, good day, ma'am. Some people actually believe everyone is corrupt because corruption has become synonymous with us. I'm happy you brought that caller up to speed. Okay. This one says, good morning, Denise Dennis. Nigerians are the problem of Nigeria, and the prayer for Nigerians are Nigerians' major problems. When you finish school and keep looking for a job, the society sidelines you. Your community keeps you at bay. Your kindred keeps you incommunicado. Your family sees you as one who is wearing back of cloth. Your brothers and sisters talk to you at length. Your mother talks to you without respect. And your father treats you as if you are a fool. If you get such a chance, you will go all out and do anything to get that job. Just very few Nigerians will not go to that extent. As for me, I will give bribe. But if it is now, I will not give anything. Emeka, now in Port Harcourt. Someone says, I get that some people are desperate, but I find it amusing when someone gets upset. When someone gets upset that everyone is not as morally bankrupt as they are. I currently work for myself and employ people. I have never bribed anyone for a job. Nobody who has paid a bribe with their money or their body, as is rampant in my industry, can work for me. And I treat my people well because there's no reason stirring up bad karma for myself. My husband also has workers, my number than mine. He has never paid for a job. Good afternoon, East. Do oil companies collect money for employment? Someone said that politicians are not corrupt. Not true. What are those who submit names of preferred candidates for employment in government agencies? Are they not discredited politicians? Not only jobs, admission to certain courses in some Nigerian universities like law, medicine and engineering. Bribes are collected by vice chancellors. Denise, when one of the so-called first generation universities in the country demanded 500,000 naira from me for my daughter to be admitted even into medicine, even though she was qualified, but the university used quota system to deny her admission. If it were today, I would have paid than the trouble I had to go through sending her abroad. I was doing a holier than thou at the time. Whoa. Interesting. So this is what's going to happen. Send in your messages. I would read them. Trending stories comes up at 1. And thereafter, I think I have about, roughly 6 or 7 more minutes to come back, round of this conversation. So this is what is going to happen. I'm going to see if I can squeeze in like 2-3 more calls, read the final messages. And maybe we'll come back to it after the guests leave. Or maybe not. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Awesome. Okay, I just also want to take this to some establishment we have in a country that will demand for money for job application. I think that's also another means of extortion from people seeking for jobs. For example, if you go back a few years ago, you realize that the university of Washington Teaching Hospital at the time was an act people can't speak, so to be money like 5,000, 10,000, that can very much now. So you're asking people who are seeking for government jobs to pay money for pumps. You know, so it's same with what individuals are doing. So I don't see any difference from what individuals and government establishments are doing. So you see the corruption, it's even in the government sectors. So you can ask individuals to pay money to apply for a job, and I think it's the same thing.
All right.
What do you think?
You know, sometimes when you say the organization asks people to pay money, like I said, sometimes the organization itself, they are unaware that something like that is going on. And if they find out, they sanction whoever is involved. You know, sometimes I listen to people share testimonies of how they secured a very good job and they credit God for giving them that job. I've come to discover that not many are sincere about how they actually got the job. Some people had to pay something. They had to pay a bribe to secure that job. But who wants to come to the altar of God and tell the congregation of the Lord that they paid a bribe to get a job? Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Oh dear. I am so sorry we lost that call as well. Okay, so this is what is going to happen. We may have to come back if we have the time to this conversation after the guests leave the studio. We are your talk station for the nation, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. The conversation continues on social media, Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Also on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM _ PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. And we lost that call as well. So feel free, go there, drop your comments. I will look through And if there are any more comments to read, I will most definitely read them. I'm Janice Dennis-Waller. This is The Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.39 Joe Info.